Jimmy, first win, first game, happy with it?
Yeah, I thought thoroughly deserved. First half was very good, very, very good, probably the best we've been. Second half, you're never going to dominate a game for 90 minutes, but they huffed and puffed a bit. Thought the goal just come out of the blue for me a little bit, and we took it to them again. We found another gear, and I felt definite penalties. Joke decision, that was like phenomenally bad. But apart from that, I thought we played some good stuff. Can pass it a bit more at times, but I was so proud of them. They gave everything. Bought a couple, and I brought Chuck in, new player. I thought he'd done brilliant. Joe Ely, another add-on. And Brad is up front, made a big difference. But all the boys around it that have been here, from all of them, from the bench, Rash, them boys, was absolutely brilliant. Paul Lee, captain, different class. Jerry, unbelievable. All of them, absolutely fantastic. All I said to him after the game, I said, you got to bottle this feeling, ain't you? Because winning, it's okay playing well, and we've done okay. But if we bottle this feeling, be hard to beat, we'll be fine. We're really good. I'm so happy. Happy for them, not for me. Happy for them.
Impressed with your side, though, to concede that equaliser. Coming to a tough place, really. You're struggling a little bit in the league. And then to go on to grab a winner.
100%. So impressed. Find that next gear, which I thought we'd done. And then to see the game out as we did, look, we haven't been doing. Like, we went away to folks in my very first game. Didn't see the game out. And here, I thought there's a way of seeing a game out, and we see it out massively comfortably. Very comfortably see it out. So that was what I was most proud of. We wasn't hanging on.
How are you enjoying your start in non-league football then in management?
Loving it and some. So no, you can't get better than that, really.
What made you make the decision to start then?
Simple, really. It wasn't exactly offers flowing in. And Leverhead called me, the chairman, phoned me and said, you fancy an interview? I went, yeah, let me come meet you. See what that was about. Good club. I met the board. They want to be up a couple of divisions. They got some big ambitions. So I was like, listen, what a perfect chance for me to start my career. And simple, really. Everyone's saying to me, why Leverhead? It's a simple decision.
And you wanted to manage in non-league rather than sort of...
I just think it's a great place to start. And the other way I see it, I'm a very simple thinker. I started my playing career in Ryman Prem, so why not managing? You know, it's a learning curve. I'm fresh. I'm brand new. I'm still learning. I know a fingernails piece about management. I've been around some good managers that I feel like I've learned from, but I know next to nothing, but what you'll get from me is I want to learn. I know it's not going to come overnight, obviously, and I'm in it for the long run, so this is going to be the start for me of something of a career, you know. This is why I've taken it, and that's exactly my first chat I had with the boys, you know. I knew the main question would be, Jim, how serious are you? Because I went down the comedic path, but... Simple chat. It's a career move for me, so that's our passionate and that's our serious I'm taking it.
I can tell you're a heart-on-the-sleeve type manager with the penalty decision you mentioned there, which you weren't happy with, and the referee decided to send you off. What did you make of that?
It's a guaranteed penalty for me, but I did apologise to the referee. There's no place for that on the football pitch. Yeah, I come running on the pitch. That isn't in aggression for me. That was... You'll see me, I'm on the pitch quite a bit, and I think that's still in player mode. I've got to try and curb that. I'll come out in the box, technical error, whatever you want to call it, often a lot. But that's just the player in me, I think, where I'm fresh, I'm new. I think I just can't help but get chalk on my boots, if you want. But apologies are out there. I shouldn't have run on the pitch, but... It wasn't that far on the pitch. It was only a couple of yards on. He's going on like I stepped on the halfway line, but no.